The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
How about Monday morning?
This is the Grillin' Guys. We're down at the Ultimate Sports Show in downtown Grand Rapids. You got to check us out down here. The train is coming to the station. We're going to be done, and then we're going to get our chance to go out and check out all this wonderful equipment, boats, fishing equipment. But right now, joining us, we've got Bill Bale from Best Chance Charters, and he's out of Saugatuck. He's a charter captain. Bill, how long you been doing this?
I've been full-time chartering for 25 years. Been in the business for 35 years. It's actually all we've ever done, my partner and I. Several people say, have you ever had a real job?
Yeah.
And in case you've never done this, it's 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. So, yeah, we've had a real job.
It's a pretty tough job, too, if you've ever been on a charter boat. That's a lot of work.
A good one.
While everybody's sitting back waiting for the fish to bite, the first mate and the captain are working pretty hard. So it's not.
Every day we hear, boy, I wish I had your job. Boy, I wish I had your job. But the first time it's 8 foot and we're out there, I don't find anybody that's looking for my job.
Yeah, they're just looking for the Ralph bag over the side because of the seasickness, I'm sure.
What's the salmon population looking like in Lake Michigan right now?
Looks good. I mean, we had a great year last year. Things are looking good this year. We've got obviously a warm spring or an unusual winter, and things look real positive. I talked to two different boats on my way up this morning from down fishing in New Buffalo, and they're catching fish. So things look real promising. We're looking forward to it. We just put our boat in Wednesday, which we're about 10 days earlier than normal, getting ready to start fishing. Our first charter is going to be next week, so everything's looking good. Hopefully the weather will hold out through the spring and summer, and the fish are there. There's plenty of bait for them, good size. Warm winter should make bigger fish, so we're looking forward to it.
What's the biggest salmon you've ever pulled in?
Well, that's kind of an unfair question, but the biggest salmon I've ever caught is 42 pounds.
Wow.
But that was a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And the average one you're pulling in now is 20?
Average,
17.
You're going to hear of a lot of 20 and 25 pounders, but most of them on the scale weigh between 18 and 20 pounds.
Still a nice fish.
Great fish.
You know, this is a great thing. If you're out there and you want to do something with your bride, it's a great activity. A couple guys and their wives... a great day on the water.
We get a lot of family fishing. Actually, yesterday I had a phone call from a young lady wanted to take her parents out for their 60th wedding anniversary.
Nice.
And I'm like, wow, okay. Sounds good. They've never been fishing on Lake Michigan, so they're going with us in June.
So are you booking right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Where can we find you?
You can find our website at bestchance2too.com. Or you can call us at 616-292-6098.
Okay, so somebody wants to go out for, it's generally like 6 in the morning till 1 probably, and then 2 to 7 at night?
We run basically one trip a day, depending on the time of year, depends on when we start. Early in the spring like this, the early bite, maybe pre-dawn, isn't as good as it is mid-morning because the water actually warms up as the sun comes out. So we tend to fish more like 7 till noon, 7 till 1. Later on in the year when the kings are what we're after and they're light sensitive, we want to leave the dock at 5 o'clock.
Well, the Grillin' Guys want to get on your boat. Thanks
good.
So much for joining us.
All right. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate having you here. And love to get out on Lake Michigan. It's the most beautiful piece of water on the earth.
It is. It's great.
Thanks so much.
All right. Well, that was Bill Bale from Best Chance 2 Charters. Check him out on the website at bestchance2too.com, or you can call him and book a trip at 616-262-6098. But the guy has been doing this forever. He's one of the few guys out there that will guarantee success when you jump on his boat. So it's fantastic. I've not had the opportunity to do it, but I have talked to people that have. Joining us right now, we have
Steve Heinzelman.
Steve from the Michigan Steelheaders. He's the local president of that. Let's talk a little bit about what the Steelheaders do.
We do a lot of stuff. You know, we're helping promote the Save the Dam this weekend. We've got petitions down here to save the dam. There's a group of people that want to help remove that 6th Street Dam, and we're kind of opposed to that because we want to keep this world-class fishery. We're also involved with the Vets Home over there on Monroe, and thanks to the Steelheader Foundation here in Grand Rapids, we're allowed to put on a big fishing derby for the veterans.
What kind of knucklehead would want to take that dam off?
Well, there's a few. There's a couple of organizations that want to do some paddling through there, and they want to keep the rapids the way it was.
Whatever.
You know, each to their own. You know, and we do. We believe there's a solution for this issue, but we don't know what it is. Nobody seems to know what it is. We don't want to lose out on this.
I think a real man would paddle over the dam.
Well, last year they had a couple of real paddlers paddling down, and they got caught, sucked up in one of the coffer dams, and if it wasn't for a fisherman in a boat, they would have died. So the fisherman in the boat rescued a couple of people, and, you know, it's all good. But we still want to keep this world-class fishery here and not lose out. So
it sounds like the Michigan Steelheaders is a group of like-minded conservationists. They get out. It's a reason to be with your friends, enjoy this world-class fishery that we have.
Absolutely.
But you guys are also doing a lot of good work around the communities that you work in.
Yes, we are. We do a lot of work with the veterans. We are proactive in the community. We help out with different stuff here, and we also doing a lot with the show. So come on down, enjoy it. Stop by booth 2000, say hi to the Steelheaders, and say hi to everybody else here, and buy some of this tackle. It's a great show.
Thanks so much, Steve Heinzelman, president of the Grand Rapids Steelheaders. And I'll tell you what, Steelhead is so good.
It is tasty, isn't it? One of my favorite. Thank you very much.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to be bringing the show to the station. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.